Hey everybody, I'm Joe. I have 25 years of dog training experience, and I am excited to share my knowledge and talk dogs. Let's get going.
Hey everybody, this is Rebecca with Dog Training 360, and I'm super psyched to talk every week with Joe, have great conversations, and talk everything dogs.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dog Training 360 online dog training platform at dogtraining360.com. And Rebecca and I are here talking about a subject that is not really talked about a whole lot, but it is the core of our training. And our training is really based around training and seeing and doing things through the eyes of the dog and not through the eyes of the human being. So this topic is dogs learn in the release of pressure. And that does not make a whole lot of sense to us as human beings because we don't think like that. A lot of times people learn better in pressure. Based on your personality and how you accomplish things. I know that when I was working in the corporate world and you're under pressure, boy, you can get a lot of stuff done. And Rebecca being a pediatrician and being in the, you know, the intense units with children that you're all of a sudden things kick in and it becomes very natural. So it's a hard concept when we think about learning in the release of pressure and how that translates to training and how can we incorporate that into our home? So there's a lot of pieces to this. We should always be the release of pressure for our dogs, meaning that they should always want to be with us and hang with us because we are neutral. But we can also create pressure and we release pressure. Doors create pressure, boundaries create pressure, and they release pressure as well. So let's kind of get into the nitty-gritties of it. You'll hear in a lot of our courses that I talk about your dog being on a leash and being attached to you and that you should be the release of pressure. And what that means is the leash creates pressure. The dog creates pressure in the leash. And it's your responsibility to pull your dog into you so that the release of pressure is to you, meaning that the leash is no longer taut or have any pressure to the leash at all. So you pull your dog into you and then the leash goes loose. So they feel their collar get loose. There's no pressure whatsoever when they're with you. So when we talk about having a dog on a leash around the house, and the dog creates pressure, you should always find the release of pressure for your dog and help them find it as well, because that's where they learn. If we're always having our dog at the end of the leash and their release of pressure is, let's just say we're going to the crate, this is not a bad thing, but we're pulling to the crate. And then when they get to the crate, the leash comes off. That's the release of pressure is the crate. But you should be the release of pressure. And then you ask them to go into the crate to be another place for the release of pressure or a comfortable place to be. We shouldn't pressure to the crate to find the release of pressure in the crate. We're out walking and our dogs are pulling. And we're walking to the park. And then every time we get to the park, they get to be off leash. Then the park is the release of pressure. You're not the release of pressure. Come is the hardest behavior to teach. And you need to be the release of pressure. But when our dogs don't come, what happens, Rebecca?
We get nervous. We get mad. We have all kinds of emotion that is typically a negative or intense emotion, I suppose, whether it's fear or anger.
Yeah.
And so that creates pressure away.
Yeah.
Because who in their right mind would want, human or dog, would want to come to something that's either angry or just high emotion.
Yeah, right. So, but if they learn by being on a leash and being connected and learn that you're the release of pressure, then you can open up and be that release of pressure and be soft and be kind and be fun even though we're stressed and there's cars and there's all these things, but they learn, oh, this is good. This is safe. But also our dogs are on a leash and then we take them off the leash and that release of pressure is away from us. Then why, if we're part of that pressure of that leash, why would they want to come back to us? Because they never learned that you're the release of pressure. So that is a hard thing when you're asking a dog to come into you when you're not the release of pressure, when you're not the one that we're just walking down the road with a leash on and the leash really has nothing to do with it. It's that you're the release of pressure. And so they learn they learn that you're the release of pressure. And so it's easier. We're going to go to the park and that's another fun place, but it's someplace we go together. It's not the place that releases all this pressure that we're holding onto our dogs. I hear people all the time that, you know, boy, we turn that corner and they know we're going home and they just pull all the way home. It's because home is the release of pressure. They've been living in pressure this whole walk and home is the release of pressure. So when they start learning that, they're constantly trying to find that release of pressure at the end of the leash. Where's the release of pressure going to be? That release of pressure becomes the car. It becomes the park. It becomes home. So then when we're trying to teach them to come to us and be the release of pressure, they've not learned. We're just creating the pressure and part of that pressure. So it's important to understand that it's that we need to be that release of pressure. We cannot create and allow tension on that leash because they never learn that we're the release of pressure. We're just the extension of the leash that's creating the pressure. So we can go to the park together. We can go to the car together. We can go to the house together. But it's not the release of pressure. We have to be that neutrality. We have to be that release of pressure. This is such a hard concept to like get in your head of what that looks like. The door closes and it's pressure. The door opens, it's release of pressure. Why do dogs run out? Because we've released all that pressure. When we teach them that actually the door open is the pressure, because if you give it pressure, it closes. They start understanding how to get the door open, that's the release of pressure and that's what we want. It's not the release of pressure to run through. So when we want our dogs to sit, even if we don't use any tools of a leash and a collar at all, by you putting your hand out with a treat in it is pressure. By the treat at their nose, tilting their nose up is pressure. Giving them the treat is the release of pressure. So what did they learn? Putting my bum on the ground releases the pressure to get the food. When we ask our dogs and we're teaching them to lay down, our hand going down to the ground, our body going down to the ground is pressure. What's the release of pressure? They go into that position, the pressure releases, the treat happens. When we're teaching, we're very stiff and we're very serious and we are focused. And then when they do it, then all that goes away and we're like, yay, that's a good sit. That's the release of pressure. And so they learn in the release, not in the pressure of actually doing it.
I think one thing that is conceptually hard about this is when you're using the term pressure, mm-hmm. you're meaning something specific, I think, to the animal world a little bit, mm-hmm. or to the training. I mean, I'm familiar with it from our work with horses and with cows, yeah. and with herding things. Mm-hmm. So let's have a conversation, because yeah. what I'm saying right now, you might disagree with, or I might not be perfectly mm-hmm. correct, but when you're talking about pressure for the dog, you've used a couple of things. You've used the leash, mm-hmm. you've asked me and I've talked about angry or mm-hmm. or fearful emotion being mm-hmm. pressure. Mm-hmm. You've talked about a door being pressure. You've mm-hmm. talked about a treat, giving the treat being the release of pressure, mm-hmm. the treat being pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So more than, I think to clarify for listeners, more than the physical sensation of pressure mm-hmm. that you mentioned early in this conversation mm-hmm. with the leash and the collar.
Yeah.
A dog that's pulling on a leash, as a human, we can think pressure on the skin, right?
Yes.
And I think in the beginning of this conversation, that was an easy thing to conceptualize. Mm-hmm. Like a dog pulling feels actual
pressure
mm-hmm. on their skin, on their neck,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or on their harness, or wherever this
yeah.
is. Controlling them.
Yeah.
And that is pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger picture, when you are talking, Joe, and you're talking about dogs learning the release of pressure,
mm-hmm.
It's not so specific
yeah.
as a sense, physical sensation, right?
Yeah.
Animals, whether they're prey animals or
predators.
Predator mm-hmm. animals, they all feel pressure, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So maybe that would be helpful in this conversation
sure.
is to talk a little bit about this more elusive concept mm-hmm. of pressure that animals feel. And humans
do too. Mm-hmm.
It's just we don't think about it that way, I don't yeah. think, in our daily life in the USA in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the best way for me to maybe describe it, so in a human terms and then transferring it into the dog terms, is Rebecca, you and I just met and you don't know me all that well. We kind of met in a work event and we felt like we connected and hit it off, and so we're gonna, you know, go have dinner together. And I walk up and just give you a great big hug. That's a lot of pressure when your boundary is shake hands, let's get to know each other. And I have no boundaries. So I just walk right up and give you a hug because I just feel like we connected and that's great. And you felt that pressure. And then I backed away from you and you felt the release of pressure. That's okay. This is comfortable. We sit down and I decide I'm going to sit next to you at the booth at dinner instead of across from you. That's a lot of pressure. It's very awkward. It's very weird. So you change the pressure by either moving or putting something in between us or shifting and cocking your leg at me so that there's more boundaries on the booth. And if I was in tune enough, I would go, I'm probably making Rebecca uncomfortable. I should sit on the other side. Or if I'm not, because I have no boundaries, then you just keep getting uncomfortable. So then that relationship is awkward. We do that a lot to our dogs. We think every dog wants to be pet. And that's pressure. That's like me giving you a big hug. And we're clueless because we are so connected to our animals that we feel like that's what they want. So whether it's training or living with our dogs, it's important to see how you make them uncomfortable. Do they move? Do they come to you in an arch instead of straight on? They come to you in an arch, that's uncomfortable. It's too much pressure. Maybe you need to shift a little bit. Maybe you need to soften down. Maybe you need to smile. Maybe you need to open the door to invite them in where they feel comfortable instead of saying, I got to come over here and come to you from the side because you're too much. Do they push through things really fast because they feel too confined and there's too much pressure right here, so they got to get out of that pressure. When I pet you, do they drop their head or do they pick their nose up? That's another, I'm uncomfortable, don't touch me on top of my head. So all of those little signs, can I walk over you while you're laying there? Some dogs are fine with that. Others are like, yep, nope, you can't do that. Don't do that. So I think it's an important little thing to say, how do I make my dog uncomfortable? How am I giving too much pressure? And how can I change that? Because it will change the connection and it will change how they want to be with you. Does your dog want to be on top of you and create the pressure? And you go, that's too much, right? Don't hug me. Don't sit next to me in the booth. And then I create pressure to create boundaries. Or does your dog just like to come sit next to you and you make them uncomfortable by picking them up and putting them on top of you? That's too much pressure. They don't want that. I'm uncomfortable. Do you pick them up and they lick and lick and lick and lick and lick? Sometimes that can be more of a nervous thing. Most of the time it's a nervous thing, not a loving thing. It's them trying to be submissive to you because it's too much. But we think kissing is a loving, endearing thing. But to a dog, you're creating a lot of pressure to the point that they need to be submissive to you. Those are little things that, for the best way for me to describe from the human thing of what that pressure looks like in general. So then when we get into training, I teach my dog with the food to go to the bed. And then as I start phasing off of the food, they get off their bed. I walk towards them, towards the bed. I'm applying pressure. When they get on the bed, I go away from the bed. So I release the pressure. So they learn that if I stay on the bed, this person doesn't apply any pressure whatsoever. So I'm going to stay on the bed. And they start learning that the bed is the release of pressure. Same with their crate. I'm going to teach you that the crate is good and there's food and it's this fantastic place and it's your room. And then eventually I'm going to have to pressure you into it because they all go, maybe I don't want to go in my room. You have to go in your room. You don't have a choice. And so I'm going to pressure you. And then the crate becomes the release of pressure. Closing the door is a pressure thing. Even if I open the door and they start coming out and I close the door, now the archway of coming out becomes the pressure until I release them out of that pressure. So they won't stay in the crate because it's the release of pressure until I release them out of that and into a new release of pressure, which would be me. So everything that we do, we are teaching something, good or bad. They dart out the door every time, and I do nothing about it. They're just learning that that's the release. That is a release of pressure. That door is pressure. The door opens. I go through it. It's the release of pressure. The crying in the crate, the stress in the crate as a puppy, and I open the door and let them out. Coming out of the crate is the release of pressure. And so then the crate becomes pressure. And we don't think about that we're creating this monster in the room because we're teaching them that to get out of the crate is scary and that they're right by crying in it to get out. Dogs get bit when people get down and get in their faces because we assume and we don't watch the signs of a dog being stressed. When, like, I don't like that. Not everybody wants to be hugged and not everybody hugs. And we forget those things. And so when you start learning that and you start seeing from a training standpoint how effective it can be, but also how your dog communicates with other people and other dogs and helping them get out of the pressure when they're uncomfortable, how valuable that can be. Making you the release of pressure all the time. You're the neutrality, you know, don't pull on your leash because I'm the release of pressure. So I'm going to show you that I'm the release of pressure. You're going to come with me everywhere because I'm the release of pressure. Then it becomes about you and they seek you out and they seek that comfort from you anytime that you're present with them. But they also learn other things and other people can be the release of pressure as well. I think that we pressure our dogs a lot and we don't release because we think that everything that we do, they like. just like I assume that you just want to be hugged and you want to sit by me and we're going to have this great dinner. And you're like, wait a minute, this is really uncomfortable. So I'm not going to do dinner with her again. Like, we better just meet with a group of people because that was uncomfortable. So I think that we really live with a lot of pressure with our dogs, and we are releasing the pressure at the wrong times because we're just not in tune enough to that with our dogs. I think it's easier with horses because you can't force yourself on a horse without some danger around it. And if they don't want to be with you, they're not going to be with you. You can make them, but you're going to have to catch them. But, you know, in every movement to them, they're shifting and they're moving, and it's very clear where they will give and not give. And you've done even some clicker training with your horse, and, you know, it's very clear. And I don't think it's as clear with the dogs because we live with them. And when we are living together with somebody, we're not necessarily thinking about that, because of course my husband wants a hug and a kiss every day. Maybe the dog doesn't. Maybe it's not their personality, but we don't think about that with that. It's pretty deep stuff.
It is pretty deep stuff. And I think it's helpful to hear this in multiple contexts. Mm-hmm. And as you go through, for our listeners, if you go through our videos and our classes, you'll hear this phrase a lot. Mm-hmm. Dogs learn in the release of pressure. And I can say for myself that I understand it because I've seen it demonstrated mm-hmm. through our videos so many times and with my own dog so many times. We've had this same conversation many yeah. times, both in our videos. We've talked about it on other podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked about it just between you and me through the course of training my dogs. And so if you're listening to this and still feeling like this, it's a bit elusive, mm-hmm. it's okay
yeah.
to yep. feel that way. I don't think there's a really great way to sort of define it like a dictionary definition.
Right.
You've got to watch it, like mm-hmm. Joe's saying, watch your dogs, watch other animals. You know, yeah. as you were talking, Joe, I was thinking about like other ways to describe this for people. And, you know, one, if you picture like a cat chasing a mouse, the cat is putting a lot of pressure on the mouse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's the direction of the pressure, and the mouse is running away.
Yes.
And hopefully from the mouse's perspective, they get away. So if you picture them scurrying into their little mouse house hole.
Yeah.
That's where they've found the release of pressure because right. the cat can't get there.
Yeah.
And that's both for the mouse, psychological pressure.
Yes.
Because it's trying not to get eaten.
yeah.
And that's probably more, you know, it's physically feeling pressure because it's running,
yeah.
but more of it is this psychological pressure. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you say this term, dogs learn in the release of pressure, it's more that psychological pressure, even though
yeah.
in this podcast and in other videos that we've done, many of them,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about physical pressure,
yeah.
the leash.
Human
mm-hmm. the door mm-hmm. or whatever it is, but from the way that this concept is, it's actually a psychological pressure. So
yeah.
if I picture walking Mocha, my German Shepherd, on a leash and she's pulling, she may feel physical pressure,
mm-hmm.
but when you're saying dogs learn in the release of pressure, what she's seeking is more of a psychological release,
yes.
whether it's coming to me and feeling neutrality or mm-hmm. getting away from me.
Correct.
If I just let her pull on the leash and then I release the leash and she goes running away,
mm-hmm.
which is what she would do under those circumstances, she's getting out of that psychological, oh, this is hard.
Yes.
Like, I'm being restrained, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she could care less about the pressure on her neck.
Yes.
And I think that maybe that's sort of the important concept,
yeah.
especially for a dog like Mocha, like she, and many dogs, I mm-hmm. think my border terrier is the same. He doesn't really care about pain. I mean, not that I would.
Yeah, the leash, it's not causing pain, but
right,
yeah.
I wouldn't like inflict pain on them, but the pressure that she's feeling is not a physical discomfort to her. She doesn't really care about that. It's more like, how do I make this situation okay?
Yeah.
One of those ways is if Rebecca would just unclip this leash and I could run after that squirrel.
Yes.
Which is really what I want to do. Or if, as you're recommending in this podcast and in all the videos, make yourself the release of pressure, that really maybe Mocha, the squirrel, is kind of interesting, but the better thing is me.
Yes.
I'm much better than that squirrel.
Yep.
And so through all your training, if you think of things that way, that you're the release of pressure, you're the you're good, that is what you're striving for.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think the concept of neutrality is really important here too, because you've said that a lot in this podcast, but also in everything else we've done, is that dogs seek neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think we have a picture of playing with our dogs and getting excited and, you know, they love that. But what, like, their goal in life, if you watch your dog not with you, yes, they'll have some periods of play, but the majority of what they want to do, if just left to their own devices, whether they're in a wolf pack or a feral dog pack or in your house, the majority of what they want to do is just kind of chill.
Yeah.
And so if you make yourself that neutral zone where they can just chill and not worry and not feel pressure and not feel asked for things, and they learn that, that's the concept we're trying to describe here.
Yeah. And I have, I mean, that's a good point, Rebecca. When I've gone into homes and the dog just like comes over and sits by me and the owners are like, they've never done that. It's, to me, that says so much that there's so much pressure in the house because you don't know what to do with the dog. And you're trying and it's not working and you're doing this and it's not working and they're doing and you're frustrated and there's all these negative connotations around the dog and the dog's behavior and the dog's feeling that pressure that they're like, oh, this lady, whew, this lady has no pressure whatsoever. You know, even though I do and I've got a presence when I come in, it's a very neutral, like I'm going to set boundaries with pressure, but I'm neutral. I'm not frustrated with you. I'm not angry with you. You're jumping. I get it. You're a dog. We created it. Let's do something different. And so a lot of times they do just come hang out with me because the family and the home has created so much pressure. And then when the owners start learning and the dog's like, oh, I like you so much better. And they want to be with their person. So then when I show up, they're like, thank you, but I really like my people now. And I want to be with my people. And so, you know, thinking about that and in, you know, those terms is watch your dog. And are you putting that kind of frustration and pressure on him? Do you come home from work frustrated and agitated that your dog is overly excited because they're trying to get rid of that? Are they really excited to see you? Or are they really saying, hey, come down a bit. You're too much. You're coming home with too much pressure. And I think we can learn a lot. And I say it over and over, you know, there's so much that we can learn from our dogs on, I need to fix that. Maybe I shouldn't come home so stressed and pressured. Maybe I need to sit on the front porch and do a little meditation before I walk in the house so I can come in more neutral. Maybe I can take a couple of breaths before, you know, I go do the walking because I know it's going to be hard. But I have tools to use to help with that. And I can stay in a learning state instead of a frustration state, because those are all pressures. Those emotions that we carry of frustration and determination even it's pressure for the dog. And do we need to find balance with it and be neutral, but teach? And I think that that's a big kudos to a lot of teachers out there, because they're very neutral. They put on a lot of pressure on those kids, but they are just that neutral. They're in a teaching place. So they're much more forgiving for mistakes because they go, okay, we got to fix that. And I think you could be your dog's dog trainer in being the teacher and being neutral with everything that you do and just teach them, show them, set boundaries, have discipline. But there's no emotion around it. So when you truly have emotion of love and joy and excitement, the dog melts into it and melts into you. And they want to be with you instead of being angry and frustrated with it. And I feel like that on our videos, there's so much of that. You'll just see me being neutral and talking you through and teaching so that you can go through the steps to teach, so that we are not putting so much pressure on our dogs. We'd love to see you part of our group. It's a community of people that all want to learn and progress and get into the deep stuff of this kind of stuff and learning how we impact our dogs and how we can be better dog owners. So at the end, dogs learn in the release of pressure.